Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain market really was strong today across the board. A really strong day for the corn futures. It looks like they're breaking out to the top side of this long-term kind of a downtrend that's been happening really since the first of the year. We made highs about 7, 8, 9 days ago for December futures and have rallied ever since. Now we're above the moving average, which will keep these hedge funds likely on the long side or at least getting out of the short side. We're seeing highest levels that we have seen since the end of April. So there's a lot of good things, mostly based on the rain due to corn. Soybean futures, same story. We did touch over $10 today for July. Went to 10.02 and a half. November new crop beans 9.75 and three quarters. That was up 19 and three quarters. It looks like that market's gonna be strong here until the weather subsides and they can get that crop in the ground. It went to the highest level since early March, and we've been above the moving average for a few days in that November contract. So some bullish things happening, mostly due to the fact that there's been too much rain, it's too wet, and getting late to plant that crop. Wheat in Kansas City and Chicago appeared to follow the corn and beans. Kansas City, July was up 10 and 3 quarters at 532 and 3 quarters.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The next couple of days brings about a few reports here. Next Tuesday, we're going to have the end of the month, the end of June. It's also the end of the second quarter. So there's a few things with that. We also have the USDA stocks report and planted acres report, which will be out next Tuesday morning. So the market really is trading that at this point. The early estimates for the planting number is going to be for corn, 89.29 million. March, they said 89.199, so they inched it up a little bit, quite a bit lower than last year, about 1.5 million lower than last year. Soybeans, a big jump from last year, 85.17 million acres. Last month, they said 84.6, so they jumped the bean acres from last month and from last year. All wheat, 55.86 million acres, lower than last year's 56.8, but higher than the March estimate of 55.36. June stocks for corn, 4.55 billion. Last month at this time, it was 7.45. Last year, 3.85. So higher than last year. Soybean, 670 million, about 265 million higher than last year at this time. And wheat, 718 million. Last year, it was 590 million.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, June live cattle down 217 at 148.50. August down 175 at 148.57. August feeder cattle 450 lower at 219.05, with November down 440 at 213.80. July lean hogs down 7 at 74.65, with August down 20 at 72.15. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 10 and 3 quarters at 535 and a quarter. December up a dime at 562 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat 14 higher at 532. July corn a dime higher at 376 and a half. December up 11 and 3 quarters at 392 and a quarter. July soybeans 18 and a half higher at $10 and a quarter. November up 21 and 3 quarters at 977 and 3 quarters. July cotton up 112 at 64.88. December up 79 at 65.38. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.